No, it was very difficult. It was a very difficult situation. But linking to somebody who is very talented and somebody who will undoubtedly feature in government in the future as well. I mean, I know I've not linked for many, many years. It's very difficult what happened this week, but there'll be other opportunities in the future.
But what sort of message does it send in terms of collective unity of what you're trying to do with a very difficult public spending settlement when you can't keep your arguably your closest cabinet ally behind the Greek programme?
I think it was very difficult. Leighton's a great campaigner, there's no question about that. And sometimes things happen in a campaign that are very difficult to reconcile with a role as a cabinet minister. And of course, we saw that difficulty this week.
Mm. How do you, as he was your campaign manager for your campaign, how do you absorb just the personal side of falling out like that?
Well, it wasn't falling out. It's exceptionally difficult when you've known somebody for a long time, but you have to talk things through with them in terms of what their position is. No question about that. But it is very, very difficult. But then that's what this job's about. You can't have it easy all the time. It's not the way things are.
Are there friends in politics?
I think there are. Yeah, I've got people who I count as friends in politics. You accept that people will shift allegiances, you have to accept that will happen in politics. But I've got plenty of people who I count as friends.
But it's funny, I remember when you became First Minister, speaking to people who'd been close to you, who said that, not because of anything you'd consciously done, but just because of the job you'd taken over, a wall had been erected.
Yeah, it's quite hard because you've got people who you count as good friends, but there's got to be that level of distance when you're First Minister. Mm. You can't have a favoured group of people in your cabinet, especially in an institution as small as the Assembly. So there has to be a little bit of distance you have to put between the people who campaigned for you and those perhaps who didn't, people who stood against you. You've got to treat everybody with a fair hand when you're actually in the position of First Minister.
Mm. So just on a personal level, how do you get personal support if the people who were your friends now treat you differently?
I think people accept that the role changes when you become First Minister. You don't become hostile to people, that's not the understanding. And there's Leighton taking this, so you don't even become hostile to people, but it's the nature of politics that sometimes things change, circumstances change, but you don't fall out with people personally. I'm never a big fan of that. I don't bear grudges particularly strongly, and I always take the view that where there's an argument, you look to build bridges in the future.